from Vegas.
We're the Carey Sisters.
Tune in every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific on LVRocks.com to hear us talk about
music, sports, pop culture,
everything you want to hear,
and opinions you won't hear anywhere else. Guaranteed.
It's the coolest show on the web. Why would you not tune in?
That's a good question. I would tune in if I was you.
Friday's when you left me.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Intergalactic planet jumping, planet jumping,
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, it's Friday night. I got a cup of Jack in my hand. I got a pair of big ass breasts in front of me. You know what it's time for. It's time for the best, the greatest, the best ever internet radio show, Spankwagon Radio, baby. Now, I know my man Trencher played the whitest rappers to do this introduction for me on purpose. It's cool. It's all right. Because I got big, big, fucking, huge, fucking breasts in my face. Yes. Do I need to say more, gentlemen? Do I need to say more? And I want to give my shout out, I said I was going to do it, to Radio UK. Yeah, we got some good shit for you, my friend. Amen, I know. Yes, time to introduce my cast of knuckleheads. To my left, now a dripping 124 pounds, Trencher.
Good evening. Hey.
And across from Trencher is another skinny.
What, you're not going to say your favorite cracker? What's up?
No, you're not my favorite cracker no more, man.
Oh!
Wait. Oh. Drop the music. Wait a minute.
This is interesting.
Now, hold on just a second.
I text messaged
you this afternoon and say, dude, bring the Jack Daniels. I have a present for you.
Mm-hmm.
I bring hotness into the studio, and I'm not your favorite cracker?
You're not my favorite. I shrined you already. You're a collector's item.
I'm a collector's item. I'm like that rum you're never going to drink.
That's right, baby.
Son of a bitch.
And that's my man, Murphy. And straight across from me is a fine blonde. You guys better get your cameras on.
Yeah.
Named Lisa.
Hi.
Now Lisa. Guys,
yes.
Yeah, when you talk on here, these mics are a little sensitive. You got to get on it like it's a big black cock. You got to get it right there in your mouth.
Oh, been there, done that.
Whoa!
And hopefully doing it again later. Anyway, wow. So.
Radio UK said, wouldn't mind being Zuzu's favorite crack.
Zuz is not with us tonight, guys. We apologize. She's feeling a little under the weather.
She has PMS.
I don't think it's post or pre. I don't know what it means. Like, dude, I just call it woman being a cunt. I don't know if it's like anything to do with like any sort of cycle
or
anything.
If it isn't PMS, then it's just MS. What the fuck?
Rev says she's hung over.
It's called bitch being a cunt. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, ouch.
Rev says
see, there you go.
What?
She's got
what?
The belt.
The belt cunt.
Oh, belt. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I saw that. That's nice.
Lisa's got a belt here that says cunt on.
Get that on camera in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So, tonight's show is going to be interesting. We have Lisa in the studio. Who, Trench? I think you got to yell at her.
Why do I gotta yell?
Why?
Why do I have to fucking yell?
Because Lisa's got cum and that's unprofessional.
Oh, I thought that was you.
It's not me. No, look, if I have gum or he has gum or almost anybody else has gum.
Trust me, when I was chewing gum in here, I sound like a fucking
horse. We're all here. Nom, nom, nom. I'm like, God damn
it. Put your gum in the garbage can. What are you doing? You're supposed to be professionals at this. You've been doing it for 30 years. Sorry, dude. It's just some gum. Have some mints like me. Come on.
Sorry.
It's like a bad coach. He's going to make us do laps. So Lisa's here in studio with us. Man, she's a little nervous, but that's okay because Lisa's fun.
Then we'll roll her in slowly.
Yeah, we'll roll her in slowly. We'll talk more about Lisa soon and her stripper shoes, which are just phenomenal. Oh,
shit.
Damn.
Hold on. Let's get the cam right on him. There we go.
It's like Dorothy hooking up with the scarecrow. The fuck?
Hey, right. You can say whatever you want. Now, you know what? You've become a lot more cocky since you've been able to see your penis without the aid of a mirror.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. All right. First thing I got to say, though, spankwagon.net, go there right now. Get into the cam and the chat. Watch the video. You need to do this. Also, check out other things, the forums, and, well, just everything else, including other podcasts from Raph.
Is it? I mean, I don't even think we can really call that a podcast. I mean,
it's a podcast.
Can you
it's
download
podcast?
It?
Yes.
Oh, God. So it's,
I have got it set up so you could download it, subscribe to it, do whatever you want to it, even listen to it if you're so inclined.
I did it. I did that yesterday. And I listened to it again, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that.
I have it set up so you can listen to it from the site without actually doing anything special, needing any special players. I've hooked you up better than I've hooked up our own show. All right?
Oh, God.
So you want to bitch at me about anything?
I'm not.
Look at how much I've done for you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, look at that. Look at that. He's just, just Mr. Yeah. Humble. There he is.
Matter of fact, we got to get together so we can talk about how.
Teaching you how to do the video or the images so we can get that done.
We got to get all of that going. We got to get the website going. What's that website again?
Spankwagon.net.
Now, guys, don't forget this show is interactive. It needs you as much as, you know, well, it needs large breasts of women sitting here in the studio.
Actually, we've just got the huge tits in the studio.
I know. Aren't they phenomenal?
I don't need the chest.
Nice and tan. Oh, hey, oh. Now.
Tan. And they're, are those natural? You finally booked a woman with natural boobs.
Hey. That means she's an actual full woman.
Hey, look. You bring on one or two trannies and it starts a trend. Which, by the way, we may have Quinn in next week. We may have her.
Quinn.
She's another.
Brady Quinn?
No, she's another.
Your
she's
dog
that,
Quinn?
No, she's that tranny girl I was telling you about who looks like Lindsay Lohan. We may get her in next
week. Oh.
So you can have
God
your.
Damn it, that's fucked up, man. You know I have a Lindsay Lohan fetish, too. God damn it, you're going to fuck with me the whole night now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I can't wait. That's going to be good.
Damn, I got to wear sunglasses in the studio.
Now, guys,
and
remember.
Then they're going to be down to here all night.
Again, the show is interactive. Get in the chat room, talk back to us. And we do have a telephone number. Now, usually Zuzu reads the number and does it all breathy and porn star like. Lisa, can you fill in for Zeus tonight on that for us? There's the phone number.
Give us breathy and porn star.
Just like you're just giving phone really good phone sex.
Or phone head.
Put me on the spot. Okay. 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
And now the number version of it because our listeners are dumb.
Okay. 1-866-587-6257.
Outstanding. Perfect. Thank you very much.
She hasn't had enough Jack. She read it too clear.
Exactly.
She's like, she was like, oh, there is numbers and letters in about a half an hour. She's like, oh, fuck that. And she's just going to point to the fucking phone number. That, call there.
We've had that happen before. What's the number? It's right there. They don't see that.
They don't see the number.
So, wow. Okay. So tonight's going to be interesting. God, you are an unbelievably amazing woman. I can't believe how hot you are. She's hot. Check her out, dude. She's just...
We are.
And she's got the stripper shoes happening and tattooed up left and right. Oh, man.
How big is your earrings? Like Michael Jordan could dunk on those. Those are hoops.
Okay.
I like big hoops. Though.
Well, with the heels, they're ankle holders.
That's what I was going to say. There you go.
You know, you just put
big hoops hold the luggage. Like, let me just hook this in right here. There you go.
And the creepiest thing was ever said in the chat room right there.
Damn, my mom looks hot. Dallas is in the chat room. Now, MILF alert.
Yeah,
Dallas is Lisa's daughter. And something interesting happened. You want to, today with Dallas, you want to tell everyone what she got to do today?
Well, it was yesterday.
Okay.
She
yesterday.
Did her first nude photo shoot. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, me too. I was expecting it, though.
Yeah, but mugshots don't count.
So she's It's bright green on my screen. Yeah. So she did it. It's a photo shoot, nude photo shoot, and it's for what again?
It's for a coffee table book called Bedroom Stories, and half the proceeds go to breast cancer survivors. So
well, that's excellent.
It'll be out about so the end of the year.
It's Hot Naked Girls for a Good Cause?
Yes.
God damn. You can't beat that, ever.
Who came up with the idea for the book?
The photographer that came to the house yesterday, it's all his...
Does that actually have words? Is it like an actual story?
Does it need words? I mean, it's got boobs.
God damn it. Are you the guy who reads Playboy for the articles? No. You son of a bitch.
Sometimes. Sometimes. When you know when the page stick together, you can't fold it anymore, unfold it, then you have to read the other side when you try to rip it open. No, but seriously, but is it just that and that's just pictures?
As far as I know, yeah, it's just pictures.
As far as you know.
Yeah. And it's all like black and white. It's very artsy.
Oh, it's black and white.
Do you know when it's going to be available?
I think towards the end of the year. I'm not totally sure, though.
Okay. Well, Dallas and her photographer friend are more than welcome to come on and promote the hell out of anything.
Yeah, talk about the book and promote the hell out of it. Yeah.
Speaking of books, hey, Decaf.
Hey, yes. Decaf.
This is called a segue. Aren't you a published author?
Yes, I am.
Times two, even.
And on October 4th at 10 o'clock a.m., you can go down to the Las Vegas Library, 833 Las Vegas Boulevard.
Fight away the bums.
And fight away the bums, knock out the crackheads, fuck the whores if they're good. And you can buy my book, absolutely. Oh, no, I'm about to give my other one.
You gave your old book.
That's the old book, Absolutely Shameless. But the new one.
You know, you like I did that, huh?
Yeah.
And you can buy my second book, August of 77, for a mere $13. Which it is a very excellent book because someone.
I bought it last Saturday. Where's my change? And so
you're gonna get it in fried chicken and watermelon.
No shit. But I actually I picked it up and finally had time yesterday to start reading, and I'm about 50 some odd pages in. So far, I gotta tell you, and I'll say this right here, right now, it's drawing me in completely. I'm actually feeling for the characters. I'm actually into the story. I want to know what the hell's going on, and I'm already trying to predict plot lines.
Nice.
I'm hooked on the story.
That's
so
what I love to hear. Trust me.
Fantastic.
I know. It's like, I don't know. I guess about my writing, I'm kind of, you know, shy about it. It's kind of like, well, me, because I know she's like, oh, you shy about something? But I was like,
wait till he gets the jack in him. Read my book, bitch!
But yeah, so I love hearing good feedback. And yes, I worked, it was a lot of work. And I was glad to hear, you know, feedback and about the story. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Great story so far, and you know, and I'm still looking for my change.
Does it have pictures?
Yes.
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 It does
actually. Tell
nice.
Who did all the photo or the captions or not
it's
captions?
Gia Ray. You see at myspace.com/GRay. She did artwork for it, and I see she has some new artwork, and you can go on. She has prices for it, and you can buy artwork, and she's.
Are there any pictures of her husband cock blocking people?
Oh,
cock blockery. Oh, that son of a bitch.
All right.
Exactly. Brick fucking wall. That's.
Hey. Why don't we go ahead, regroup? We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Yeah. nothing you have is going to burn soon.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, bitches.
Oh my god, I love it. Decaf is like talking to all this shit in the chat room. I'm like, dude, hold some of this for the show. What does he put in the chat room? The fact that I told him he needs to shut the fuck up in the chat room.
Now, Dallas is in there. Dallas is in there.
That's a nice tongue ring.
And that's Lisa's daughter. Dallas is in there fucking people up, dude. She's...
Dude, well, okay.
It's like no mercy and shit there.
First off, we got a cover base. It's like... You know, 2000 again, because in the chat room, it's all the old school people from back in the day. I've got Airwolf in there and Reverend Hammer, and, you know, it's funny seeing him in here. Well, Airwolf's like, hey, I'm going to be out there in April. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, nice. I'm going to be out there bowling.
That's Dallas.
I'm like,
in Vegas?
Bowling that's in Vegas. Dallas.
He's coming to Vegas to fucking bowl.
He's coming to Vegas to fucking bowl.
That's okay. Dallas.
That's, damn, okay.
All right. Airwolf.
Airwolf's coming to Vegas to bowl.
Hey man, come on now.
Just, now, I've seen these.
Come to Spank Wagon.
One of these.
Tell me that's not a... We have a friend of ours who
That's
did
That's Dallas.
She did what she called a Lucky Betty's calendar.
We saw that. She's
nice. Ginger used to be one of our hosts. She awesome. Is so awesome.
So and I love it. Right now we're on radio passing around photographs. We apologize to everybody home. Let's get back into the flow.
Let's sell Dallas out on the camera here.
Pimp her out a little.
There you go. Boys in the chat room, that's Dallas. You be nice. And apparently she's got a set of lips on her that could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch.
She could suck the bend out of a Dallas. River, okay.
Oh my. Yeah, oh, sorry, Rev, it doesn't get any lighter.
You know what? Let me throw myself under the bus. Only thing I can think of is the fucking theme song.
Oh my God, you're so
to
gay.
Dallas.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, man. It's stuck in my head. That's
so lame. Okay, you bring up an interesting topic because we were talking about throwing ourselves under the bus earlier, and it's not something we do enough of, I think. You had a topic that just, oh, man, there's a story behind mine. But let's hear the throw yourself under the bus topic tonight. What is it, Decaf?
The strangest place or that you masturbated or the weirdest position that you ever masturbated in.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right. So, Lisa.
Huh.
Oh, you're going to throw the guest under the bus first?
Oh, yeah. She goes right under the wheels.
All right.
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
You should get a couple of times.
Okay. I got to narrow this down a little
Remember
bit.
Remember the time.
She's going to say the parking lot out front as they pulled up.
Taking Mr. Blue and Mr. Pink on the road with me whenever I travel back to California, that's always kind of fun. The truckers kind of wave, honk. Yeah.
Nice.
Are you really playing this?
Yes, it's tight.
Oh, that is hysterical.
So in the truck.
In the car, yeah.
Why not? You're just sitting
it's like
there.
Roadhead, man. You know, it's.
I support Roadhead.
I'm there by myself.
So is it.
Somebody's got to do
it. So is it panties off in the whole nine yards?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't wear panties, though, so I just...
I call bullshit. Let's see.
And?
Oh, jeez.
The belt buckle kills me, cunt. Just right there. And there you go.
Hey, and there's a little muff. Outstanding. Neatly trimmed, might I say. Okay, she wins. Next topic. No. Fuck. Okay, well, so in the car while... See, I...
So in the car while you're driving...
Well, I'm driving.
Do you pull over for the end result, or? No.
It always just, takes for a fun trip.
Just hold onto the wheel for
so,
dear God.
How far off the road have you swerved then?
I'm a trained professional. I can do this shit.
Okay. So do you just use your finger, or do you use objects?
No.
So you just let it sit
I'm
there,
in love.
Sit it between your
I
legs,
oh,
yeah. And you drive, and then you come, uh-huh. And you just keep driving.
Wow.
That's
So she loves vibrators.
Yeah, that's
she just showed her beef right here. I'm in love. There's no way around it. That's hot. All right, Trench, what about you, buddy?
Absolutely nowhere.
What? Don't even lie.
I am not lying.
Dude, I know you beat your meat like a spider monkey. You can't even lie to me, dude.
Oh, I do that. I won't lie about that.
Well, where? Strangest place.
At home. No strangest place.
No strange position.
Nope.
Never.
Never.
Are you not at like with your serious? Ass up in the air trying to get it in your own mouth? No.
No. Never.
Just try to snowball himself.
Never in the uncle.
Never.
Nothing.
Never in the public bathroom.
Nope.
You know, seriously, I just want to take him somewhere and give him ecstasy and just watch.
Oh,
that's all
great.
I want to do.
Nope. Never.
So what, is it just on the computer or at a movie or
nope.
Just you're just close your eyes, do it, and go sleep?
Sure.
In the shower?
Nope.
In the bathroom?
I'm usually running late, so like me in the shower. I'm just waking up going, fuck, I got to leave for work in 5 minutes. So no, nowhere.
Just rub one out real quick. So where's your usual spank position now? In front of the computer?
No.
In bed?
Just in bed.
Oh, you're boring. Next
I am
it's messy, though.
Boring.
I mean, you're going to fuck up the sheets like that.
Yeah, that's what laundry's for.
So you just jizz in the sheets and then roll over? Seriously?
Did he actually bring a towel?
Wait.
Towels?
Wait, you nut into the sheets and then just roll over?
So do you
the other way.
What if you roll back the other way in your sleep?
But I don't. When I
that
sleep,
explains the hair.
When I sleep, I'm passed out, and I will wake up in the exact same position I fall asleep in.
Wow.
Reverend Hemmerson,
I don't move.
Reverend Hemmerson uses a great gym sock.
Look, let me tell you something. I've ruined most of the good towels in the house, and all you've got is doing it in the bed next to you and rolling over.
Hey, Rev, have you actually seen that sock?
Wait, okay, the thing is red sock probably started off black.
So wait, so you just jerk off in the sheets next to you?
Sure.
And you just roll over in it.
If you want to believe that, go for it.
Okay.
So where do you jerk off then?
I don't.
I shoot nut like a madman. I hit the stomach and the chest and shit. Do you just roll over in your own shit?
No, I don't. First off, I don't.
Okay.
You don't masturbate. No.
Let me. Okay, talking about going under the bus.
I'm just trying to make him feel like, you know, he has something to say.
This is me going under all sets of the wheels, catching my teeth on the exhaust and being dragged for 4.5 miles. So I'm beaten off a couple of weeks ago, right? And I'm just laying there back, just kind of doing my thing, you know, whatever. Particularly good movie on. It's not Cinemax or anything. You know, I've got the laptop there. I'm laying in bed. I've got the little towel with me. And I came so hard, I hit myself in the chin.
So wait a minute. Now, your own rule.
I gave myself a facial. I almost had to chew my own chin off. I mean, seriously.
Wow.
I tell you, I sprayed a girl's windshield once. When she was jerking me off in the car, boom, fucking the whole windshield.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got myself right That's here.
Good. So I took my sock off and she
See, that's why swallowing is a good thing, ladies. Less mess. And guys, let me tell you, it makes the skin kind of soft in his butt. No, I'm kidding. No, I had the trail up my stomach, across my chest, and on the chin, the whole nine yards. That's not even the craziest one, though. Well, that's like...
All right, then if you got the... You probably got better
one.
You're
probably the craziest
one. Okay, the craziest place I've ever masturbated. Let's see. I've jerked off in that bathroom. I've jerked off in your bathroom.
Nice. Somebody has
what?
House sitting.
Jacking off in friends' bathrooms are very entertaining.
I think the craziest one I ever did, and here we go, right under the bus. When I was in the Army, you know, you had to do chores at night, basically, and one of the ones I absolutely hated to do was buffing the floors. I went to the Army to learn to kill people, not how to make a floor sparkle. So one night, I finished the floor rather early, and I'm like, fuck, I've got like 45 minutes left. What do I do? So I go down into the end of the hallway, into the bunks that aren't being used.
Oh, no.
And I stuck my cock between two mattresses that were on top of each other.
What the fuck,
dude,
Pee-wee?
Okay, hold on. Keep in mind, I had not had sex in 7.5 weeks. Okay?
That's a long time.
That is a really long time. No sex, no masturbation, no sexual contact at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I fucked the shit out of those mattresses.
It was quick, con.
Oh, God, it was quick. It was, and you know, amazingly, this is about what I was dreaming of. And sorry, didn't mean to step on your feet.
Okay.
There. I fucked the shit out of those mattresses and nut in them, and just went right off to my bunk. I fucking woke up the next day. I'm like, hey, it's your turn. I'm like, I'm going to sleep. And never a word was said, but I know someone had to have gone down there and pulled those mattresses apart.
Ah, that's great.
Or you got there half an hour after the last person did it, you know?
It was a little warm. So.
You.
Okay.
Well, those weren't mattresses. That was your CO.
God, I hope not, because he was an extremely large black man, and that could be kind of uncomfortable.
For him or you?
Yes.
Oh.
What about you, Decaf? Let's hear it, dude, because I know it's got to be fucked up because you came up with it.
Chaparral High School light booth.
What?
I was looking at the girls, they were doing, I think it was, I think it was the, what's that fucking play that they do all the time? Paul Simon or something, not Paul Simon, something, Neil Simon.
Neil Simon, what?
Our House. Yeah, they were doing, not Our House, it's something house or.
Whatever.
Whatever. The fact that you even know it's a Neil Simon play is rather gay.
Okay. So
what's worse is I probably know which one it is and been in it.
Just look at the girls do it. Fucking shit start getting a movement, and I fucking whipped it out, fucking jacked off and spread this shit all over this couch.
Oh,
nice.
Jesus.
Wow.
Any electrocution or just stuck switches?
Nah, I just pound the shit
okay,
out.
Okay, now I know you're lying because it was during Reader's Theater when they did the first half hour of Star Wars in Spanish, wasn't it? Oh, my
theater.
God. Do you remember that? I remember that.
Odile Han. Yes. Whoops. Yes.
Jabba, yes. Quanta Questa to Mama Solo.
Yeah. Okay. You know what's funny, though? My friend, Steve, that works, you know, at the...
Yeah.
You see him at my party.
Clizzo, by the way, on the forum.
Clizzo on the forum. Yeah, he always listens to the show every week. He downloads the podcast and listens to it while he's fucking throwing milk in the freezer at Smith's and shit. But he sat down in that chair that I fucking blew up because he used to run lights and he never knew I fucking blew all over that chair.
Nice. Okay, so
that's fantastic. That's hilarious.
Have you ever jerked off into something and felt guilty about it?
Yes.
What was it?
Tranny porn.
No, I don't mean to something.
To
I mean
something.
In
wow,
something.
There's a new under the bus.
You jerked off to tranny porn. It's good to know I'm not the only one. Kimber James. I'm going to say that name out loud. Go and do the research,
but
people.
But what do you mean to something? Into something?
Like into something. Here we go. I ruined a shirt that I should not have ruined. Which, by the way, if you don't wash that right away, guys, let me tell you what happens. It gets a little crusty, and then when you try to wash it, the stain is still there, and it's darker on the outside than it is in the middle, and that's the protein separating. So,
there's the science of jizz.
Yeah. You guys remember, I had a little website back in the day called leftwingarmy.com. It was my
your political.
My political website. I loved it. It was a great website. And I had t-shirts made, and I was the only one who ever ordered one. And about 2 weeks ago, I was just needing something, and so I just spanked right into it. And it was good, and I absolutely ruined that shirt. Well, yesterday I had the most humbling experience of my life. Come home, wife's cleaning up, and she's like, oh, honey, I found that shirt that you used the other day. I threw it away. It's in the garbage can if you want to pull it out and use it again. I'm like, oh. That's like, ouch. That's burn. That's big time burn.
I think on mine, I had one little face towel that I had in my when I was living with my brother for a few months that I kept under the bed. The shit was brown in some spots. Oh, it was so crusty. You lit that motherfucker up. You lit
that
motherfucker
racist.
Up, right? You try to open that shit up. I thought the towel was gonna start.
Has left the chat room. She's bailed. She couldn't hang. She had to tap out.
I thought the towel was gonna start chipping and shit. It was so hard. It was like fucking sandpaper. Oh. I had to go fucking like wipe down the table and shit to make it smooth with that motherfucker.
Oh, boy.
That's horrible.
Now, Lisa, you said you're a big fan of the vibrator.
I am.
Tell me what you got. Because, I mean, you don't have a shirt to jerk off into, but...
No. I've got the rabbit, which is blue.
God damn that thing.
Damn, you actually got the rabbit?
We call him Mr. Blue.
Did you put on a layaway and shit to buy it?
No, actually, I bought him at a yard sale.
No.
You stop! Oh, that's fucked up!
I'm playing.
Oh, Jesus.
He was actually a present.
When you buy that thing, that's a commitment to masturbation right there.
I'm telling you what, it was worth every penny.
See, I hate that goddamn thing. I hate that fucking thing because every girl I've ever been with it has it. I'm like, I'm inadequate next to that thing.
How much did you pay for it?
I didn't. It was a gift.
Did he ask to use it on you at least once?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally.
Did you let him?
Of course.
So in detail.
I got the pictures to prove
in detail.
What does the rabbit feel like?
Photos?
Of course.
And we see these how?
I have a disc at home.
And the disc gets to me how?
I'll bring it. They're great pictures.
Damn.
God.
So describe the feeling, the situation with the rabbit.
You know what? The rabbit is, I could improve it, definitely, but it is by far one of the better.
But I mean, what does it do?
I've
what does it do? Does it start off with something? Does it change the speed?
The main part of it has these little pearls in it that rotate, and you can make it rotate left. You can make it rotate right. It goes this way. It goes this way. It spins. But then it's got a little rabbit on the outside with these little ears that flutter really fast. You can make it go slow,
stimulation.
Fast. Yeah, it's nice.
Sounds like it needs an engineering degree to operate.
No shit. A friend of mine used to do those like dildo parties, and she said if it could mow the lawn and bring home a paycheck, she'd never have to worry about a man again.
It's nice, yeah. And then I have these dual bullets that are pink that are one for him.
Reverend
Hammer
said made by Whirlpool.
One for him, one for her.
Uh-huh.
It's rare to find a guy that'll do that.
Oh, I'm telling you, you get addicted.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're nice. And that's pink. And so we have Mr. Blue and Mr.
So
Pink.
So do you have a mini version of it? Do you carry with him? Like, you have a
so
special
have
case
for
it?
No,
you know, like you carry your pistol like a case of
no
shit?
No mini versions. I do. I keep it in like a little kid's pencil box.
Was it Dallas's when she was growing up?
Aww, the pencil box. The pencil box.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Look, Dallas couldn't hang. She had to tap out. That's so funny.
Well, you know, you start talking about sex, so she kind of She knows where Mr. Blue and Mr. Pink are.
is she going to get them and get the camera out for us?
So she's pictured by Krusty Brown Towel.
I'm telling you.
So Decaf Brown Towel.
Oh, no. Dallas says she's still there. I apologize. She bounced back. She says, I'm still listening, fuckers. As we getting close into your mom's masturbatory habits.
I still have that towel, by the way. It's 10 years old.
Oh, my.
Well, Dallas has a little black one that's got little rhinestones on it.
Ooh, rhinestones. Somebody if you're not careful.
Oh, well, it's just her.
Mr. Black? I know.
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black, as she calls it right there. Yep. Mr. Black.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just told Dad we need to talk.
And then there's Trencher, who hasn't masturbated since, you know, the last Bush was in office.
Okay, what's up with that?
Call him out.
Man.
He hears it from us all the time.
That's
get him,
ridiculous.
Girl. Get him.
I've never met a man that doesn't like to fucking stroke it. I just...
You been stroking.
Okay.
Stroke it to the left. Stroke it to the right. You been stroking.
That's funny. That used to be my MySpace song.
Nice.
So really, seriously, 100%. You don't... Really?
Dead serious.
Do you get laid that much that you don't...
No.
Really? Wow.
No. I got zero libido.
Really?
Dallas said, really? What the fuck?
You know why? You better shut off my mic because I'm going to say it. Because his wife
is a cunt. Oh, are you? Oh,
that's why.
That makes
total
sense.
No, we're not saying
anything.
You
hate women.
What?
It sounds
No. That's the misogynistic asshole.
Oh.
No.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow. Your guys under the bus is way different than under my bus. So, no. Not going to go there.
So you mean your clothes, you know how work you get like a...
A little rub, trying to think about it. God.
You know what?
There you go. That's what happens. You get that little movement and you're like...
Ooh, that felt good.
I got to take care of this now.
Okay.
All right. Even more under the bus. I'm doing homework late at night, get tired, fucking jack off, my blood pressure goes up, and then I can fucking continue doing my homework.
I jerk off. It's like,
I don't need coffee.
I don't need no coffee. I just fucking jerk off. I can last another good hour or two and shit.
Not once I nut, it's nap time. That's it. I need a nap and a sandwich.
Sandwich.
I got to replace my protein.
So you
levels.
Never had a dissatisfied, like you came too early.
Oh, God.
Hate that shit, right? You build the shit up.
No. Not that I came too early, but like...
Yeah, how would one have premature ejaculation when you're masturbating?
Oh, you can't. All over me.
Yeah. No. It's because you set it up, you know, you get in the mood, you get everything, and then you like, you blow your load, and you're like...
Okay, here's the thing. In my bathroom, where I usually do...
With a laptop,
where I usually spank it, there's one vent in the fucking ceiling.
Oh, this story.
And the vent doesn't stay open. The vent closes on its own no matter what you do. So I've jammed shit in there to try and keep it open. If I'm just, like, uncomfortable, it's just not going to happen. So, ladies, if you're ever trying to make me not come, just keep the temperature at about 85, and we'll go for hours on end, and I'll never nut. So I'm in there, and I'm spanking it. I can't nut. It's getting too goddamn hot. So I get something. I wedge it into the vent. The vent's open. Things are going good. Business is going. Everything's happening. Then the pencil falls out right as I'm about to come. Son of a bitch.
Oh, that sucks.
Boys, if you've never blue-balled yourself, it is not something I would ever recommend.
Blue-ball yourself fucking sucks.
That's funny.
You go, you can't come. You're like, fuck, I'm going to just go watch for the reruns of the Jeffersons.
Exactly. And then Wheezy gets on the screen, and it's all over with.
Murder, She Wrote.
Angela Lansbury, you filthy, filthy little vixen.
I have, once or twice.
Okay. What? So has any of you guys been caught?
Absolutely.
Bye.
Let's see. Parents, friends, loved ones.
That's great.
Gym teacher, coworkers.
I think the worst was my little brother when I was like 17 because I had the porn. You know, I had silent porn. You know, he had the porn with the volume all the way down. It's just my mom and she didn't hear. And he's asleep. I was like looking at him. I always look at him. See, he's sleeping. So I put the fucking porn in the VCR. You know, you see the girls with the big ass bush and shit. So I was going at it. And my brother said,
vagina afro?
You doing that shit while I'm in the room? And I wonder if he remembers, because you know he's my little brother. Yeah. I wonder if he remembers that. He said, "You do that shit in the room?" I turned off the video. I rolled in the bed. I said, what are you talking about? I'm trying to play dumb and shit.
What about you, Lisa? You been caught?
No.
No?
No.
You just put on a show
can't
for
get
everyone.
Caught when
so
you're
anyone...
doing a show. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I just excuse myself. Excuse me. I'll be back later.
I'll be back. Got to go take care of business.
Yeah, they know. They know.
I got to say, your cans are barely in that top. That is outstanding.
You know, I know. They just.
They're just trying to get loose.
They are.
Foot loose. Foot loose. Kick off the Friday, bro.
Now, Trencher, you may not jerk off now, but you've jerked off in the past, correct?
No.
You've never masturbated?
God, you are such a liar.
You
are such a liar.
31?
Wow.
I'm calling you out. You've never jerked off in your life.
Oh, I have.
There you go.
That I have.
You ever been caught?
No.
Well, he said he jerks off in his own sheets and just rolls over and goes
to
sleep.
Oh, I just say shit to say shit.
Yeah.
To fucking engineering magazines at this point. Shit.
Who do you think keeps bringing all the wires here?
Coefficient.
It's going a tangent. Let's discover the parabola.
90-degree angle.
Oh, hit it, Pi. Hit it.
Reverend.
3.14.
You know, the funny thing is, read what Reverend wrote in
Rev
the...
Rev calls it out. He beats it to 2,600 and just sitting here. Oh, God. This is the worthlessness.
Is that Mr. Red?
What?
There it is, 2,600. No. Oh, now you won't do anal ring toss tonight. We discussed that. It's your first night in.
Yeah.
Plus, I didn't bring the equipment. But we do have something else if you'd like to try it.
Let's see. I never say no.
Get
totally.
Big Red.
Oh, I love it.
Drum roll.
There is no drum roll.
Wow.
Let's show the boys at home.
That's the first positive reaction we've heard to Big Red.
Wow.
Ever.
That is Big Red.
Where do you go after that?
Africa.
Motor.
Big Red dildo.
Okay. Wow.
This thing.
I'm going to stick it in your asshole.
I mean,
wow.
Really?
I love it. Errol, looks like a fucking lava lamp.
Looks like it should have a wick sticking out of here or something.
It looks like it should have an engine block attached to it.
Plug it in.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it won't
Why
smell like Glade when you're done.
No reason.
It's a little.
Yeah, what do you do?
It's the plastic.
What do you do here Tuesday nights during your show?
Wow, yeah, no.
That thing's enormous, isn't it?
Actually, I'm waiting for the people in the chat room to realize she's been stroking the Big Red dildo. And start losing it right there. They're like the most uncomfortable spot right here, right now during Spank Wagon Radio.
I love it. She used the thumb across the top. That's a woman with experience right there.
Can you rub it in between your tits?
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't really work too well with the clothes on, but.
Okay.
Oh, no, it works.
Wow.
Wow. Oh.
It works. Rev in the chat room, excuse me, gotta run to the bathroom. All right.
Don't use a t-shirt, dude.
Don't use your favorite shirt. The only one ever made. Ever.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, we've had this thing come out, but no one's ever, like, honestly said, I could put that in my ass. Yeah, it's nut.
That would be a show. I would love to be here for that
one. We're doing the first 5 minutes of the show and say, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, 705. That's the end of the show. You see more than you need to see in a lifetime.
This is the event you get brown guy for.
I'll tell you what. If Cock Blocker ever wants to come back in the studio, he's got to put this in his ass.
Oh, dear.
Take us out to break, Trudge.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
songs and fashion magazines. The real story of the morning papers. I kiss my heart and I touch my skin. I only scream and you are here so high. But I'll send this play for everyone to see. We'll write the words for all to understand. Now I get my kicks, it's all.
action, action.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
All right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
A lot of people in the chat room. Let's give out a little bit of mad props here. Airwolf, Dallas, Gia Ray, Reverend Hammer, Virtual One, Radio XUK. We all love
you. Love you guys.
We
love
really you. Appreciate having you guys in. Now we got to ask, though. It's second half of the show. We're already seeing in the chat room. Can we see your tits?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We do have to make a qualification. You see, our listeners right now are in the chat room, and they're enjoying the free video.
Yeah. 1-866-LB-ROCKS. Oh, I'm sorry.
Talk about shooting the load early. Were you missing your brown, crusty towel? All we need you to do is give us a call.
Somebody needs to call and needs to ask to see Lisa's wonderful.
Fantastically real.
These things are fucking huge. It's like, I see Goodyear.
And they're nice
two
and
Goodyear
tan.
Blimps on those motherfuckers. Oh, my
tan.
God.
Ooh. Oh, look at that, look at that, look at that. Oh. But here's what you got to do. We need a caller to ask
someone
nicely.
Has to call and ask.
Very nice. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
Yeah, where's the... Come on, man. We got to see these...
We're not showing them till somebody calls
no
in.
No one gets to see them, unfortunately.
Dallas, call in and sing the song, Show Me Yours.
trust
or
me.
Or show them to me, whatever.
Trust me, boys, you want to put batter on it and eat it all. those things are nice.
I just.
But you got it. Oh. And according to Dallas, and we're following Dallas's rule in the chat room, you have to ask nicely.
Exactly. Show me the titties. No,
not
going to
work. Not tonight.
No. You have to say please. It's please show me the titties. No. You have to.
Manners.
Dallas has seen them. We should all be jealous. So.
So you have to say.
She's got her own that are like that.
1-866 LV Rocks.
You have to call and say, may I see your nice breasts?
Mother, may I?
Mother, may I see your
There's
nice
There's slightly
breasts?
A creep factor in that one right there that I'm like, this is intriguing but weird.
Now, Radio X brings up a good point. Radio X did call in one night.
From London.
From London to you request to see the boobies. So here's the deal. This is what's going to happen because she just can't wait to take her clothes off. And quite frankly, I can't wait to get them off. So
and I wish this partition wasn't here.
If nobody calls, I'm just going to shut off the camera and she can show them all she wants.
I'm going to rip this fucking partition out one day. I'll tell you.
Wait. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. Let's try this again. Let me bring the line in again. Spank Wagon Radio, you're in the air. Are on the air.
Hi, this is Gia.
Hi, Gia.
Hey, Gia, what's going on, girl?
We would like to ask if we could see your tits, please.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yay.
There's a please and everything in there.
And it's female. That just makes it that much better.
Thank you very much for the call, and Gia.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. And I noticed I cut it before. Mustache, that anything? Okay, here we go.
Wow. Outstanding.
Fantastic.
Look at those.
Fantastic.
We need one more time. One more time because our camera kind of...
The camera's a little slow sometimes.
Yeah,
it's a little
so
slow
the host.
Sometimes.
Damn.
Wow.
Those are
wonderful. Lovely, lovely titties. Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Jesus H titties.
It's buffering now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love it, though.
Holy butter of God.
Vert's internet fuzzed out.
Oh.
Oh,
wow. Those
Mother
are
Nature
fantastic.
Is very good to you.
Thank now, you. I didn't see any... 10 lines.
No, only on the bottom half. You know?
Oh.
So we'll see those at 8:15. Yeah. Stay tuned. Don't leave the podcast, motherfucker.
This is definitely a night to be watching live, I'll tell you that. Wow. Well, Lisa, thank you. Those are wonderful breasts. And
well, thank you.
God bless America.
Lovely little pink nipples that just want to be sucked on and licked and nibbled.
Well, we just lost Murph.
Sorry.
Woo-hoo, sorry.
Do you need to sit on Big Red now, Murph? Or are you?
I can't stand up.
Are you sitting on him?
I got to ask Radio UK a question. He said fun bags. Now, is that British? Is fun bags?
No, I've said fun bags.
Oh, you said fun bags, too?
By the way, I think the chat room just took on a new mime of Jesus H. Titty. Because everybody in the chat room is like, Jesus H. Titties.
You heard it on Spankwagon first, kiddies. There you go. Wow. Decaf, make a call to me later about the book. All right.
Because Gia, actually, let's give out the props real quick. Gia Ray is the artist who did the cover and all the chapter segments for Decaf's book.
Yes, she did a great job.
She sounded very sexy.
I'm just wondering if her husband ran in the room and tried to knock her off her stool and prevent her from doing her artwork while she was.
You gotta say.
Mustache.
You gotta say, hi Gia, how you doing, baby?
Hi, Gia. How you doing, baby?
Now say it like you're trying to get her panties off.
Does she wear panties?
I don't know, but you can ask her nicely.
Oh, Gia, can you take your panties off for me, baby? Please. Please.
Hey, yo.
Well, she's in the chat room loving it, so
yeah,
awesome.
Gia says you are delicious. Nice.
Very nice. All right, let's bring it back. Where do you want to take the show?
Well, I want to talk about last week. Last week. Let's just talk what happened last week. Saturday night. Oh, shit. The video just died.
Oh, you're
no
fucking
shit. The
kidding.
Video just went, cannot connect the channel. Okay, somebody else talk about last week and the lack of picks.
And the chat room was starting to leave as the video died.
No, because we fixed the chat room or fixed the video. Decaf, talk about the picks last week. What happened last week? Because I went online. I think I had mine on Friday or Saturday morning. Friday night or Saturday morning. I actually had my NFL picks. Now, for those of you guys who don't know, what we're doing here, just between the hosts, just between Murph, Decaf, myself, we're picking four games per week. We're picking the winner. We're not doing point spread. We're not doing anything else like that. We're just picking the winners. Very simple, especially because I don't watch NFL. I watch college, so this has to be simple for me. The thing is, though, is last week I get my picks in. I'm doing the right thing on the internet. These guys are jacking off, and I'm making sure I don't have to lose.
I wasn't jacking off. I was drunk.
Same diff for you. And so, anyhow, I get my picks in. Sunday comes around. I see and hear nothing from Murph and Decaf. I even remind Murph. I said, what happened to your picks on Sunday? Oh, yeah, I'll get to them next. Nothing.
Dude, I was. Well, remember, because I had my accident last Friday.
You had your accident last Friday.
So, Saturday, when I came over the house, and then Carlo was like, you're not on your drugs and drink. I'm like, no, of course I fucking was on my drugs. You see how I glazed over? I look when I fucking walked to the door.
You were fucking high.
Yeah, I remember I parked all the way fucking like 18 feet from the curb.
Why do you think I had to move your car?
You had an accident?
Yeah.
Last week
he
got
a bus stop or something? Everybody does that out here.
No. He got hit by an illegal Mexican.
What?
Well, I hit him because this motherfucker, because I was going straight. He tried to make a fucking left turn. I hit the back of him, you know, because I had to ride away. No license. Someone else's car.
Wow.
Undocumented.
Undocumented. Totally illegal.
Tried to, the cop who walked up was Hispanic, and he tried to speak Spanish to the cop, and the cop said, no, you got to speak English here, bro.
This is America, bro. You got to speak English to me.
Nice.
Very nice. So no one got their picks in. Murph, you were drunk?
I was drunk. I got no other excuse than I was plastered.
I was drunk and drunk.
So here's the thing.
Because this motherfucker kept losing every bet. Every time we make a bet at Texas Hold'em, like high car, low car, this motherfucker loses every
losing.
One.
I think I did it on purpose. We were playing Texas Hold'em last week at Steve's birthday, and we were just doing side bets, just shots of Captain Morgan tattoo.
Ooh.
That stuff will catch up to you quick if you're not
paying
attention.
Horrible.
I know. Yeah. I was drinking it like
straight. In that house, dude, it's rum, more rum. That's all there is in that place. And it was just side bet, lose. Side bet, lose. Side bet, lose. I think I won all of two bets, and that was it. But yeah, I was just plowed.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, dude. You know, you and I left together. Trench was my designated driver. Thank you.
No, Bob.
I don't remember getting home.
Nice.
Did I say anything embarrassing in the car?
Yes.
Sweet. Is it something I need to apologize for?
No.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Is it something you can say on air?
No.
You know what? Knowing me, it was probably, yo, dude, she's fucking caught. You should just leave her now. We should both get divorced, and we go get an apartment, and be sweet because I want bitches all the time, and fuck them cunts. They never fucking swallow. You know, I'm sure that's probably what it was. Knowing me.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. My 2600.
Neither Decaf or I got our picks in last week, which sucks monkey balls because that fucking gave Trench a 3-point up on us.
Yeah, and actually right now, first week I was 50. 50%.
Yeah,
last week I was 75. So this week I'm 65 now to overall. So this is going to be good if I can keep this up because, you see, the bet, for those of you who don't know and haven't listened to the podcast and, well, quite frankly, you suck. We have a bet going
on. That's right. We're talking to you, people.
Yes. We have a bet going on right now, and it's going to be a video.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a video segment. It's not going to be for the show. It's going to be fit taped separately, and actually, we're going to do it through post and edit and make it look professional.
Post. We'll get the brown guy involved.
We'll get the brown guy involved, and it's a bet for a car wash. You see, what we're doing is the losers
car wash,
have to wash the winner's car.
I don't see how many fucking 70 songs I can sing tonight.
At the car wash.
Oh, dear God. So,
dude, I want to lose on purpose just so I can wear a fucking banana hammock
for
you.
That's the thing. The guys who wash the cars have to do it.
You want to wear one of my bikinis?
We have to do it in bikinis.
Nice.
But it's got to be taxi yellow and shit.
So I've
got one.
I'll rub my ass cheeks all over the fucking windshield.
So on second thought, I'm getting a rental car when I win. Fuck that. So Lord knows what you're going to leave on the inside of the windshield.
I was going to say, we already heard what happens to the inside.
Nice. So I'm posting this in the chat room right now for you cunt slaps who don't manage to download the podcast. Those of you that have iTunes, just click on that goddamn link and it'll come up in your iTunes and you can go ahead and hit subscribe. And because I got to tell you something. I was looking at the podcast numbers.
Yep.
Oh, no. Have this music handy from now on. Yes, every time we I talk will, about actually. The
I got to rebuild my bits folder anyway.
The guys at The View from Vegas, man, they... Wow.
Yeah, the new show we brought on LV Ron.
Hundreds of podcast downloads.
And we're like still at 100.
It's like, holy shit. What so show? Guys, please, by all means, fucking subscribe to the podcast. Get those numbers up for us. Cause
we don't do enough promotion, man.
I know we don't. And you know who's funny was telling me about that today was Jody. She was, you know, you guys don't promote enough. And I know we don't promote enough, but it's because we all have real jobs and don't get paid to do this.
Nope.
Not all of us can have our own little AM radio show.
Yeah. I've still been waiting for my
that we get to guest host on.
You tell me my check's coming next month for the last 2 years, man.
I'm still waiting for his real check to get out, you know, for doing work. And man,
yeah, I still.
Yeah, that's another story altogether. Yeah, all right,
but matter of fact, Dallas, what do you do for a living? Yeah,
that's funny. She is actually looking for a job.
I got a job for
it. Okay. She can probably handle it.
So no job. So what you do for a living, Lisa?
I'm a bartender.
Can you not tell?
Well,
she's got that outgoing personality.
Huh?
Which bar?
I work at a little tiny dive bar called Lally's out on Rancho.
Rancho and what? Yeah. Why are you not giving no cross street to that?
You know, because it is.
Wait a minute. I think street. I know where that one is. And
it's been here apparently forever. I've only lived here for about 8 months, but apparently the story behind Lally's is it used to be called the 95 Club. It had the worst reputation back in the day. In Vegas, it's a dive. It holds like 50 people. It's in front of this little tweaker.
I want to go. Rancho or what?
I know where that is.
Okay, it's right by Texas Station.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, that's the tweaker trailer park I drove by one day, and every trailer was like, you know, made of its own corrugated cardboard. The next day I drove by it, all of them, including like the doors, the railing, and the dirt in front of it was all painted brown.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, you're at home.
Oh
yeah,
my god!
Totally, absolutely no.
And there's only like 10 trailers. I mean, it's not even
and
a trailer.
500
park.
People.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So but do you get a lot of business in there?
A little bit. Yeah, it's not.
So
too
how many
bad.
Times have you been hit on?
Every night.
Look at her. Look at her. No, she gets hit on just breathing.
Okay. Now, how many times have you been hit on and actually thought about leaving with the guy that hit on you?
Here in Vegas, not really.
What about geeky internet radio hosts that may hit on you?
Not really in the right bar, I think.
So
I'm not going to find love at Lolly's, that's for sure.
What, three
teeth? Who needs love? You just need lust.
Three teeth and a cane don't do it for you?
No.
But we were just talking a Symbian Wood, so there you go.
Exactly.
From the chat room, Airwolf asks, how about some Iowa boys?
This is the bowler.
I'm all about corn-fed, baby.
There you go.
Oh. Oh, I smell a bit. I smell bit right there.
Oh, wow. No.
Okay, so... That was last week. Let's talk about this week. Now, Decaf and I both have our picks in, and I'm going to bring up the website. For those of you that don't know, spankwagon.net, and you just click on the forums link there, and it has its own little subsection. It's called 2008 NFL Bet. I have my picks in. Decaf, let's talk about your picks. So the picks that you made, let's talk about. We'll go down the line.
Can I change them? Not joking.
First, you got the Chargers over the Jets.
Wait, is this week three shit already?
This is week three.
Okay, I haven't done week three yet. So
you've got Chargers over the Jets. Yeah. Why did you pick that?
Because Brett Favre is going to get fucking tackled for another 25-yard loss.
I told everybody, one game, first game, he's going to be gangbuster. Second game, it's over. He's not going to know the playbook enough. Yeah. He's not going to be comfortable with the team enough.
That's I kind of agree. What you think he's just going to fold?
No, I think the Jets are going to put up like a couple of field goals.
That's about it.
Yeah, but I think the Chargers offense. I think the team's a lot better. They just
even after what happened last week, you're still going to take the Chargers.
Yes,
because the Chargers didn't do so great last week.
Well, no, they put up points in both games. Both games they could have won,
but
they lost in the last
could have.
We're talking about we're talking about the Jets.
We're talking about the Jets with Brett Favre. So, I mean, you know.
Now you sound like ESPN.
No, yeah. You know what? Listen.
If I'm going to do it, let me do it right. You're talking about Jeff
Brett Favre. Yeah. Now, look, Brett right. Favre is a wonderful individual, and I'm sure if I could get his semen down my throat while driving on the bus and having my own EA game, it'd be great.
Now, all right, right, Madden, shut up, see, Madden. Madden, go sell your foot care shit.
The key
right?
to a great quarterback is throwing and passing the ball. That's the key to a great quarterback.
Throwing and passing the ball.
My Patriots beat that motherfucker, and they didn't talk about Brett Favre the whole fucking week.
<You're> dead,
they didn't
right.
mention shit about him the whole fucking week.
Which leads us to your next pick, Patriots over the Dolphins.
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of a gimme.
I think it is because, honestly, let's hear your reasoning behind
Chad Shinnington? Yeah, that's a no-brainer right there. Yeah, Miami's team's just...
Now, do you think it's more of a lack of offense or the lack of defense?
I just think it's Miami's just lack of a team, period.
Lack of a team?
Lack of a team. It's fucking Miami!
Yeah. Now, you took the Broncos over the Saints.
That's an interesting one.
And no, it's a tough one because mm-hmm. I could go either way, but I think the Saints is going to be hurting because their Marcus Colston, their main mm-hmm. wide receiver, is out for 4 to 6 weeks. So mm-hmm. I think they're going to... How Denver's been looking pretty good, and so, you know, I can't take it away from them. They've been winning.
All right.
Very good. And then Colts over the Jags. Now
that's the reason I picked that one is because the Jags just can't beat the Colts, man. They just go in there, and they fucking lost. I think it's been like four or five games
that they've lost in a row.
That they lost in a row. They play them tough, but the Jags just haven't been looking that good this year either.
See, now, I took the same game. I took the Colts over the Jags only because Jacksonville's defense that they had last year, this year, it's nowhere near what it is. And the Colts have an awesome defense, especially when you get into the passing game. And I don't think Jacksonville's going to be able to cover. It's just not going to happen. We're going to see them. I think they're just going to get rolled. It's going to be very disgusting.
Are they going to get Rick rolled?
Yes. Rick Astley will be out there on field. I took Pats over the Dolphins for the same reason that you said. Not only that, but I believe in Matt Castle.
And I think he's doing a good job.
Exactly. He's doing a hell of a job. And in comparison to Brady, I mean, you're looking at two entirely different kind of quarterbacks. Yeah. Yes, the guy never started a game since high school, but he definitely picked up where Brady left off. But also, it goes to show the strengths of that team on the whole.
And it's a good team, just like Kerry Collins and the Titans.
All right, and just for everybody at home who's watching, let's take a TV timeout and look at tits.
Oh, she's gonna
see. There you go. Just because you. Oh,
God! I would love to eat the sweat out of her ass.
All right. So let's bring it back to your second pick.
So, that's actually my second pick.
Oh, sorry,
is the Patriots over the Dolphins. My third pick, which should be no shock to anyone. Let me get the cam. Make sure it's over here. Let me get it here.
Mental illness. Let me make sure I've got it here.
Mental illness. Look, it should be no surprise to anyone. I'm taking the Titans over Houston. I mean, come on. Really? Houston of all fucking teams? The Texans are a waste of a football team.
So where did the Texans come from originally?
Steers and queers.
Shut your ass.
The Titans were the Houston Oilers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I know.
Let me just say this. I am not a bandwagon guy, and you know this, and you know this. I've been wearing this gear since year one.
Yes, you have.
Okay? This is the 10th year. Hey, don't be mean.
Or Murphy has to spank you.
I have to spank you if you're not nice. Oh.
In that case, where's the motivation for being...
Okay. Let me see.
What can I say?
Kerry Collins is a huge improvement over Vince Young. As a Titans fan, I do not like Vince Young. I think he is he totally drags down that entire offense. And Chris Johnson... has shades
Vince
of
Young brings him down because he's mentally unstable. The dude was like, I'm suicidal I'm injured.
Okay, but Chris Johnson, honestly, is shades of Eddie George and Skip Hicks back in the prime. So I got to give it to him. I think it's going to be all about that. And then my final choice is going to be the Bears over Tampa because it's the Bucks and they blow. Yeah. So I almost picked that game.
I almost picked the Bears over the Buccaneers. I almost did this.
Chicago did decent last week. Yeah. They did great the week before, so we'll see what they do this week. I honestly am taking them. But, yeah.
I don't have picks. I really haven't done my homework yet. I'll have my picks up tomorrow, though, for sure.
One thing I want to point out is none of us were brave enough to take the Monday night game, or at least not yet.
What is the Monday night game?
The Monday night game is going to be rough. It's Dallas and Green Bay in Green Bay.
All right. Yeah. You know what? That's going to be a tough game, but that's going to be just as good of a game as this past Monday night's game. Did anybody watch Eagles in Dallas?
That was a great game. We watched it.
I mean, back and forth. It was constant. There was a good play calling.
And then, as I expected, Andy Reid called bad fucking plays. It was like a fourth down, and he threw like a 5-yard pass. Motherfucker, throw it down the field.
See, now I saw most of good plays from what I watched, but what killed me was the dude who spiked the ball outside the end zone. He's like, and you noticed, he looked back kind of like, fuck, I'll just keep celebrating. No one will know this.
Act as if. That's what that was right there. It was a great game. It really was. And it's one of those games that you like to see, especially on a Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to see a blowout on a Monday night. You want to see a really well-balanced game. And I think last week's game and this week's game are both testaments to that.
Are great games, and they're only on ESPN. So any of the suckers out there who don't have, like, cable or dish or anything like that are left totally out.
Oh. I'm sure there's any number of gentlemen that would allow you to come over to their house and kneel in front of their couch. They might even let you turn around to watch the TV.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so those are the picks so far. So Trench has now heard our picks. We'll see what happens. Trench went 3-1 last week, but he had no competition. As far as competition goes, if there's other people picking, I am still the leader in that.
Well, as we know, Trench doesn't even beat himself.
So we know that I'll be very thorough and pick a better percentage. Because if I went for 50 to 75, I better be perfect this fucking week.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I mean, it is a long season. It is, you know, 15 weeks. Staying on the sports topic, and I know it kills a lot of our listenership, but why not? Oh, yeah, go ahead and yawn you want,
asshole. I'm just yawning because I'm tired.
Dodgers are going goddamn.
Did they get the 4?
Not yet. Let's see. Right now, they're down 3-0. I got the game going. They're playing the Giants. The magic number right now is 7. The Dodgers are 3.5 games out in first place in front of the Diamondbacks. They're 4 games. Watching the game yesterday, though, against the Pirates. It was yesterday against the Pirates. Russell Martin, it was a noon game, too. It was like a 10 a.m. our time. Russell Martin had probably one of the best stops I've ever seen in my life. Okay, I love DeWitt. He's a great guy. He's a good utility player. You can put him in all number of places, but he fucked up. He wasn't playing the base with a man on second. He was not playing, and they could have had the force out right then and there. Instead, he was playing too far off. He missed the ball when Kershaw turned around and threw it back behind him. Ball went up the infield. Thank God. I do believe it was Ethier was there. Grabbed the ball, fired it off to home plate. Russell Martin was right there and took a hit. Blocking the home plate that just shocked me that he actually held onto the ball and stood up from that.
By the way, Rev in the chat room is wondering if the Rays are actually going to do anything with what they're doing this year and how well they're playing this year. If they're actually going to win anything else,
I think.
How strong are they going to be in the postseason? Do you think?
Well, I think they've got a great chance. I mean, the Rays have been a phenomenal team all year. I mean, they've done what no one thought they could, and they're really neck and neck with the Red Sox right now.
And they're talking about this isn't just a 1-year fluke. A lot of people are saying. This is not a 1-year fluke.
No, it's not going to be like the Marlins, who have a fire sale every time they win a World Series. These guys are actually going to hang around. And I think they're going to do a really good job, and I really do see them making it into the postseason.
So you watch baseball?
I love sports. I don't really like to watch baseball on TV. I played softball for 14 years. I was a catcher, played it in college, the whole bit. I'm a great catcher.
Did you see the hit that Martin blocked at the plate the other day?
No, I don't really like baseball on TV.
You have to understand. Decaf now wants to start pitching.
Okay. Bring it.
Heyo.
But I love football. I love boxing, UFC, all that stuff. I love sports.
And you're single?
Yeah, I am.
Wow. Boys, line up now. Well, then, you know what? Let's switch gears. Let's go into UFC. Let's talk about
really quick from the chat room. Rev says baseball is best on the radio.
Yeah, you know what? I will absolutely agree.
Yeah, it's best live. I mean, going and watching it.
Where are you from? Because you say you've only lived here for 8 months, 9 months.
I'm from California.
Okay.
Fresno, Pismo Beach area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I live both places.
Pismo Beach.
Pismo Beach.
Should have made that left at Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. Fresno. Fresno's actually home.
So what's your home team then? What do you?
I'm an Oakland Raider fan.
Ugh.
I was raised an Oakland.
A Raider fan.
Raider?
I am.
You and I just right there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You might want to make it up to us and show us your boobs.
You could just take it off and just let them sit.
Wow.
Look at those. Those are just beautiful little. Just want to pinch them. Oh, my gosh.
So, Raiders fan. Are you an A's fan as well?
You know, I don't really have a baseball team. I just like to watch a good game.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, we're going to go back to the Raiders. This is what you need to do.
Tell me.
You need to go and give Al Davis a fucking blowjob.
Okay.
So he can actually get some fucking good players on his team.
No.
Give him some inspiration.
No. basically, just give him a heart attack. So someone else could come in finally and run the organization.
Ouch, that's wrong.
Just don't kill him. Just get him out of there, you know? I mean, I'm sorry. How many years?
What a blowjob is going to do, my friend.
Well, how many one. Years? How many?
Good one. Hey, yo. She does have the tongue pierced.
Yes.
There you go.
God, I would love to
pee
her
face. My balls haven't been looked like that in 50 years. That's just bad. It was doing it while he's talking about Brett Favre.
Yeah, considering Oakland's been considering Oakland's been taking it in the ass for how long now?
Why do you think I'm an Oakland fan?
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
We're not going to broach that topic just yet. Trench, there's something on there that I think you need to load into a playlist.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh, dear.
Just for the next break. It is a long song, but I think it bears playing. So you're a Raiders fan.
Mm-hmm.
What about hockey?
I love hockey. I used to actually cheerlead for the Fresno Falcons.
Nigga on the set. Hello. I barely even know the last names of the teams.
He's
and shit,
on
you
hockey.
Know what
I'm saying? No, teams don't have first and last names.
Well, see, here's the thing. There's really not a whole lot of Negroes playing the sport, so he doesn't give a shit. Might as well be fucking racing with fucking jockeys and shit as far as you're concerned.
I love that song, but not tonight.
You know what? Give me five teams from hockey. I want to see if I can get their fucking name.
Wait,
teams or cities?
No, city. Give me the city. I'm going to see if I can get there.
All right, let's keep it easy. Detroit?
Rare Wings.
Okay. Anaheim.
Mighty Ducks.
San Jose.
Sharks.
Dallas.
Ooh. I don't know that one.
Okay. I didn't know that one either.
Stars. Boston.
Bruins.
Edmonton.
Oilers.
Okay, you know more Toronto? About hockey than I do.
I don't know. Toronto.
Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs. Yeah, I know it. Okay. Yeah,
we just watched the Guru Love today. So
you can't say shit about not knowing hockey. You at least know the teams. Now, I can't ask you to explain icing. All right. So you're good there. No, that would be like studio engineer. Studio engineer is a hockey ref.
Yeah.
So icing.
Studio engineer is a douchebag. Is that what you said?
Hockey ref.
Douchebag.
Hockey ref.
Douchebag.
Exactly.
Isn't icing like some type of penalty?
Icing the puck. Puck. Yeah, puck. Yeah. Sorry.
No. I think you're thinking of glazing and then be her tits.
God.
Gotta make sure you got the right euphemism.
I want to paint her eyes shut. Really. I mean, come on.
You know why? Because I play Blades of Steel. Yeah.
I know that shit just right there.
Blades of Steel. Did you hit the reset button? Blades of Steel. Blades of Steel. Blades of Steel.
Jesus.
Wow.
Everything goes back to the video games.
Dude, we're a couple of nerds. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Yeah, you're in a room full of, what is it, almost 90 years of computer experience.
I love video games.
What system do you like?
I just want to jerk off on your feet now. I can't lie.
I rock fucking Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat?
Oh, you can eat my ass because I will bust
Armageddon.
You out on that
Dude,
one.
I will fucking whoop your ass.
Have you seen the previews for the new one?
No.
Mortal Kombat versus the DC Universe.
What?
Fantastic.
It looks awesome. So on the DC side, you've got Superman, Batman, Joker, Flash, Catwoman, Wonder Woman, who else? Huge long list of things. And then on the Mortal Kombat side, they went old school. You've got Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Kano, I think Sonya.
Jax? They got Jax.
No, Jax isn't in it. Is
That's
he?
Second, isn't it?
Not sure, but we'll find out. It's a huge list of guys. But the Joker's fatality has got to be one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
What?
He starts hopping around, dancing, pulls out a gun, holds it against your head. There you go. You had to play it. Pulls the trigger. Little flag comes out that says bang. Confetti goes everywhere. The other person's shaking their head, starting to walk away. He starts laughing, pulls out the gun, and puts a bullet through their head.
Oh, that's not a good...
That's the Joker.
No, it's perfect.
That's the Joker.
Finish you.
I'm trying to find the fucking theme.
There it is.
I remember seeing this for free at the theater back home.
Oh, God.
And all we were doing was our buddy worked at the theater, so he was just playing it to get it on another reel. Oh. All we're doing is just like, show us your tits.
Katana.
That's all it was good for.
Katana.
Block up. There you go. Take off the mask. Flame broil somebody.
finish him.
Hang on, next quarter.
Motherfucker be like, finish him. And then you don't do it and shit. Motherfucker just
wait, do it again. I'd eventually fall over. Oh, God. Yeah, we want to see Sonya's tits. Sonya Blade.
Some great racks. On Armageddon, you can build your own player, and oh, my God.
Did you just build yourself?
She was.
Wait, Reb was there?
Could we see your tits again?
She was pimp. Totally.
Oh, over the top. Over the top. Nice.
I mean, seriously, those are just awesome. I just wanted to straddle me and rest them across my like, face. No, I mean, really? You know what? Next time we're going to have to
get over here.
To see your ass. That'd be fantastic. Yeah, get over here, radio.
Get over here.
Well, we'll have
to
bring Dallas in for that one.
Bring Dallas in for your ass or for her ass?
Dallas is the one with the booty.
Oh, yeah. Your ass is just fantastic. Don't worry about that. Holy shit. All right, I gave you that song, Trench. It's a long song, though.
Oh, it's not going to fit for tonight.
You can at least start it. Because I said the word, and we should make this the rule that if you say the word, the song has to be played.
I'm never going to be able to keep up with that shit.
How often do we say this word?
So if I say Peter, we got to play Peter Cetera?
No.
I think that's what he's...
Play by Peter. Do we got to play Peter Cetera?
No.
God what? Damn it.
All right. Let me get a loaded here. Hold on. Let them know what they're listening to.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, wait. I still got the combat going. Let me just get rid of that shit.
We are super professional here.
Well, what do you expect? Again, another technical glitch due to tits being shown in
I
the
know,
studio.
We're completely distracted
what
by that.
What part of
ad?
This do you not understand? When you have tits in the studio, all reasoning, all logic, and then the tits start talking about sports, all right? And that's where it changes.
Wait, let me make it even better. Hey, Lisa, what's your preferred form of sexual contact?
Oh.
Moaning, obviously.
I kind of like anal.
Kind of.
Spank Wagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Way back when I was just a little bitty boy, living in a box under the stairs in the corner of the basement of the house half a block down the street from Jerry's bait shop. You know the place. Well, anyway, back then life was going swell and everything was just peachy. Except, of course, for the undeniable fact that every single morning, my mother would make me a big old bowl of sauerkraut for breakfast. Big bowl of sauerkraut! Every single morning! It was driving me crazy! I said to my mom, I said, hey, mom, what's up with all the sauerkraut? And my dear sweet mother, she just looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. And she leaned right down next to me, and she said, it's good for you! And then she tied me to the wall and stuck a funnel in my mouth and force-fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old. That's when I swore that someday I would get out of that basement and travel to a magical faraway place where the sun is always shining and the air smells like warm root beer and the towels are oh so fluffy. Where the Shriners and the Lepers play their ukuleles all day long and anyone on the street will gladly shave your back for a nickel. Waka waka doo-doo, yeah! Well, let me tell you people, it wasn't long at all before my dream came true, because the very next day a local radio station had this contest to see who could correctly guess the number of molecules in Leonard Nimoy's butt. I was off by 3, but I still won the grand prize. That's right, a first class one-way ticket to Albuquerque. Albuquerque. Oh yeah. You know, I'd never been on a real airplane before, and I gotta tell you, it was really great. Except that I had to sit between two large Albanian women with excruciatingly severe body odor, and the little kid in back of me kept throwing up the whole time. The flight attendants ran out of Dr. Pepper and salted peanuts, and the in-flight movie was Biodome with Pauly Shore, and oh yeah, 3 of the airplane engines burned out. We went into a tailspin and crashed into a hillside, and the plane exploded in a giant fireball, and everybody died! Except for me. You know why? 'Cause I have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position. Have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position. Have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position. So I crawled from the twisted burning wreckage. I crawled on my hands.
I sound like Mark.
Dragging along my big leather suitcase and my Garmin bag.
I love this song.
It's a good song. Running with Scissors album, right?
Yep.
Glow in the dark snorkel.
Okay, you guys. But finally I arrived at the world. The Weird Al Yankovic.
We're nerds.
Okay. So
we do have a little bit of a tradition here in the studio. When we have hot girls in who often take their clothes off, which we do so enjoy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It is that time. They don't call it Spank Wagon for nothing, boys and girls. Now, at least I got to ask you, your hand, is it strong?
Well, yeah.
Can you get a little bit of a wind-up going?
Like Happy Gilmore?
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah? Yeah? Now, our boy Trencher, as much as he doesn't like to admit it, does have a spanking fetish.
I do?
But not spanking.
Just not spanking himself.
Being spanked. Oh, now let me make sure we got the cam up for this
Zing.
One. Now, and as the music keeps going, because we love that. Got to keep the pimp hand strong. That is absolutely correct, my friends.
As a matter of fact, yeah, any hot chick we've ever had in the studio, it's been a tradition.
They spank the living shit out of them.
Spank you?
Or him. You get to choose.
Which would you prefer? Would you like to spank the large black man or the small man who doesn't know how to masturbate?
You need to be spanked just for that alone.
Oh, now could we ask that you do it topless?
Oh, damn.
I've been asked worse.
Oh. Well, then this is officially us asking.
In that case, it is going to have to default to him.
No.
Oh, yes.
You get spanked with her topless.
Oh, no. It's got to default to him because there's video evidence.
That's right.
There's
sure
video
is.
Evidence, and I can't have that. I'm sorry.
You're trying to be bad.
I'm trying.
I can't
I'm
have the
evil.
Video evidence.
There's no video evidence.
And I can, my friend.
And you can.
No,
so.
Come
no,
on.
No,
well,
you
Murph,
do
it's
it.
You.
No, it's you.
No.
It's all you,
no,
Murph.
I'm the dominant individual.
I cannot have your video evidence. Therefore, it'd be no fun for everybody.
We can have the video evidence.
I can't have
it's
video evidence.
It's you being spanked.
Yeah. I can't have the video evidence.
It's not admissible in court. Don't worry
sure?
about it. Yes.
I don't believe you
because
you're not a lawyer.
It's easily editable. Just watch. I'll put Decaf's face on it later.
Skinny fucking white guy.
Don't
Decaf.
Do it.
Don't bit kill. Don't bit kill. Oh.
Do it.
Nope.
Fuck it.
All right. Lisa, will you spank our friend? Will you spank our friend over here?
No.
Okay.
You'll spank him.
He looks kind of.
Come on.
Go. You're not
bit killing.
I'm vetoing your bit kill.
How can you veto a bit kill?
Simple. I'm the boss.
Of what?
Of you. I'm the boss of you.
And how
go
you
over there, get spanked, and we'll change your face.
Yeah, right.
Put my face
this lazy ass.
Just put my face
see,
on your
I'm
body.
To scream. His lazy ass has yet to actually do any editing or video.
I
or
can't edit this. This is
exactly.
Raw.
Exactly.
Feel evidence.
Oh, stop it. No. Don't be a pansy.
Do it.
I got a girl who's willing to take her top off.
Then get spanked by a woman who's willing to take her top off.
Do it.
Would you get naked and spank the black man?
Maybe later at home.
Well then, Decaf, will you let the large-breasted white woman spank you?
I'm tired of doing all the bits, man. You got to do it,
Trent. No,
this is tradition.
I'm bit killing this.
That's okay, because I would feel really bad since you are married and all that.
See?
You know?
He's married, not dead. All right. Would you let her spank you if she keeps her clothes on?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to spank him with your clothes on, sweetie?
Sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
See,
all
now,
right.
Now I'll unbit kill it.
All right. Now, while you're doing that, you just pop those girls out. Well, no,
well, you know, they have a mind of their own anyway.
Hey, it's not like she's resting them on your face.
That is true.
God, I wish she would rest them on my face. I would pleasantly be smothered by your tits. I have to tell you.
Motorboat?
Oh. No, I wouldn't even try. I'd just peacefully go off. I'd shuffle loose this mortal coil. That'd be it right there. All right, Trench, we'll assume the position,
right.
My friend.
Did you just pull a Scrappy?
He did. He gave us conditions that couldn't possibly met. Okay, I'll do it, but it can't be on the camera.
I bit killed, and I even pulled up the audio for the bit kill, so you have to give me a little bit of credit for that.
No,
I
no,
knew
we don't have
I was
to give
doing.
You anything. We just have to call you a douchebag.
You do that anyway, even if I go along. But where do I
you know
win
why?
Here?
You know why, though? Because you're a douchebag. All right. Sweetie, go ahead and take those cans off.
And then take those other cans now, out. And we're over there.
Buddy, I need you to go ahead and turn that way this time because the camera doesn't have a whole lot of range of motion, unfortunately. No. Turn with your hands on that. No, turn with your hands on that side.
Ref say he wants to see a Murph.
On that one.
A Murph rollerboat.
Okay.
They're asking me to do a motorboat. I would more than oblige doing a motorboat.
Can I do a motorboat?
Of course. I let them do it at work. Why not?
Oh, outstanding. All right. Now, Trench, Since you're
getting prepped here.
Since you bit killed, you know what that means. You have to give something.
What?
Pants got to come down. It's got to be underwear. It's got to be on the shorts.
No.
She's nodding.
I just want you to bend over.
Oh. Now fondle the brown.
Oh, okay, come on.
Damn. No wallet.
Watch.
No wallet.
Nope.
I'm considering.
He doesn't have any money. This is going to be bad. Oh. Nice.
That ain't bad.
She's, wow. Oh, she went for the nipple. Nice.
Motorboat time.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Gosh. Oh, you, oh. Oh, hang on, Decaf. Let me get, make sure we get the camera on.
Is this going to be a new bit?
It is now.
Damn, they smell fucking great.
Do they smell good?
Smell good? All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow. Ooh, Dallas, if you're still
fantastic.
In the chat room. Okay. Now, hold on. Because now I got to.
Oh, jeez.
It's a little leftover.
And you're getting straddled while it's going on here.
Wait. Let's get the camera.
Are you still? You sure you're still waiting to do the Albuquerque audio? Oh.
Wait, just make sure there's no extra saliva.
Yeah, no. Do we need to take some of the decaf out?
I got it.
No, you got to make more noise, man. I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, do it like you mean it, motherfucker.
Yeah, he don't mean it.
Do it like I mean it. Okay.
Do it like you mean it.
No, don't go anywhere just yet. Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah, all
we
right. Like her. She's fun.
Yes.
Oh, my. Lisa, thank you so much. Wow. Hope I didn't. I think I got a little bit of an underwire or something in there.
Woo! Wow. So you have weird, like, smiley scars on your face? Like,
one more.
Are my glasses on? I can't tell. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
One more time. Let's see what the boys are missing from the studio.
Oh, we're just totally objectifying her.
Yes. Oh, my. Damn.
And Airwolf's just like, oh, yeah.
They are responsive, too. That's the nipples
I saw
them. Hard.
They're hard as shit. I like it.
Nice.
I love it.
It hurts to sit.
Oh, my God. I just can't stand up for a few minutes.
Yeah, I smell.
Wow. So next time you in here, we've got to do anal ring toss.
Yeah, I smell good as shit. Can't you smell the perfume? You know? I know you can taste it.
I can taste it. Lotion.
All right, I got to go.
And under the bus.
Race ya. Wow. Holy crap.
Mental note, don't go near your cars
my
after
brown
the show.
Towels at home, though.
Brown towels at home.
It used to be white.
You got paper towels.
Those, you have phenomenal tits, I have to tell
phenomenal.
You.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
She's so goddamn hot. That's the best part about this. Like, she's not some, like, troll or something that we just dragged in here. Like, we're just going to ignore you from, like, the neck up and, like, the boobs down. We're
well,
just gonna,
well, you have to understand, we're also very thankful because you don't have a dick.
You're thankful.
That I don't.
Because
I'm somewhat disappointed.
He books a lot of transvestites. And
a
we
lot.
Love,
look, I booked one. Okay,
oh, that's right. Rest of
me?
Never show. You know, we love Foxy. Foxy's totally awesome.
She's incredible. We love her. She's coming in August or in October, she says.
August is last month.
Yeah, I know. She says she's coming in October.
All right.
Trannies are great. Love them.
Wait.
They're the perfect woman. The way I look at it is... I get the best of both worlds.
Oh, there you go.
So have you been with a tranny before?
No, I have not.
Thought actually. About it?
I would love to.
Oh,
why not?
Check her out. Kimber James.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Let's get...
And Rev's pointing out we turned up the AC.
No, we did not.
Didn't have
no,
to.
No, it's
those
warm.
Are responsive.
Is there a better?
Why is there all quiet all of a sudden? Can someone talk? Because I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We don't know what's
I'm
going on inside
her
that
pictures,
board.
I'm showing her pictures of Kimber.
Ah, okay. All right. So let's basically, yeah, Kimber James, who you're trying to book for the show.
I would
right?
love to book Kimber James.
Been on the phone. Did I miss anything good?
I would love to book Kimber James. She's
way hot.
She's addicted to plastic surgery, though, which is kind of a...
Yes, Dallas, you missed
the
motorboat.
An expensive downside.
She's way cute.
Yes,
way cute.
Very much so. Yep.
And I noticed it defaulted right to the she, so total common
exactly,
courtesy.
Exactly, see?
And it's believable. I mean, it's very
completely.
Believable.
Kimber James is, they're already saying she's going to be like the Jenna Jameson of tranny porn. She's...
It's a girl with fucking like
burnt
a
out and on reality
strap,
TV.
Strap on, yeah.
I just want to tell Dallas I smell like some great ass fucking perfume right now. That's all you need to know. I'm tasting my lips and shit.
I'm tasting lotion.
No, it's
the honey dust. Honey dust, and the perfume is red.
As opposed to angel dust. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. We still got 5 minutes of the show left. Holy shit.
Nuts and honey.
Five. Are you ending it early there?
No. Oh, wait. We got like, what, 10, 15?
We got about 10 minutes left.
Holy shit. All right. So let's talk about something else then real quick. We're going to jump back.
Anybody want to jump in the politic bandwagon this week? Or are we being cool?
No. Now we'll avoid politics.
You can't yell. You can't scream.
I can't yell. Okay.
We'll avoid politics tonight.
Yeah.
Dallas is saying no politics. Yeah, so politics. Dallas rules tonight.
Well, Dallas knows the rules at the bar. No politics, no religion.
So Dallas, you want us to talk about more of a sexual issue?
Yeah, she would, actually.
No religion. I think Decaf found some just about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. I am just five retarded space travel ideas. No.
Sex. That was what
sex. About sex. Sex, sex, sex.
Something interesting this week. There was
We did bring up something, though, that we're going to talk about.
What's that?
I said it early in the show.
Anal ring toss?
No.
No, God, I would eat your ass for hours.
Before the show, we had something. I said we're going to talk about it.
Well, we talked about masturbating.
It was something that had to do with sex. And I thought you wrote it down, but you didn't.
Nope.
All right, it'll come
in the shower.
In the shower.
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, the shower.
Thank you.
We might as well stay on target for the rest of the night, right?
Oh, Jody just loaded. What's up, Jody? All right, sex in the shower. Yes, Jody. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, she picks the most interesting times.
Sex in the shower. Could, I mean.
Completely unrealistic.
No, you cannot. I did it like twice and fucking I hurt. I had like a fucking, I had like a hernia after one time. Then I had like an ACL tear after the, you know what I'm saying? After the second time.
Rev says shower sex is fun. Well, in that case.
Not by yourself. Not
by yourself,
Rev.
By yourself. Here's the deal with shower sex. Look, it can be fun and enjoyable, but there's in that lingering in the back of your head, it's I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Okay,
I'm gonna
one
die.
Of us is
going
to slip. We're
the back of your legs be fucking burning and shit.
I don't mind about that. That's fine. I'm just always worried that I'm going to slip, fall, smack my head, and the goddamn CSI team's going to be in there. And they're going to be, oh, well, if you see by the sheer length of his penis, he obviously was with another man. Are you fucking kidding me?
But wait, it's going to take a whole hour to figure that out. There's going to be a lot of cutscenes showing possible men.
Oh, that's just danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. It just doesn't make sense. Look, ladies. We love you. We will have sex with you any way, any shape, any form. You just say, hey, could we have some? And we're going to fill in the blank, and you're going to have a penis in you.
Dude, not only is that, they make the houses, you know, because I have a newer house, a 2000 house.
Oh, God,
house.
With
so,
that
so
little.
So they make it small. They make it small as shit. So you can't even, like, you fucking, your ass is running up against the fucking... Against
the
hot
knob up your ass.
You got the hot knob in your ass. You're like, oh, well.
You go the right way, and next thing you know, everybody's got a cold water running down their back. I stayed for 5 nights at the Marriott.
Texas scrub.
I stayed for 5 nights up at the really nice Marriott up in Summerlin. Amazing. It had a shower as big as this room. And even there, I was like, I'm not having sex in the shower because I'm going to slip, fall, and die. I am terrified of dying on shower sex.
So how many times have you had sex in the shower?
Lots. But the best ever was you have to put a strobe light in the bathroom.
What?
For real.
Car wash it.
A strobe light in the bathroom
light?
While you're taking a shower. The water comes down at this weird... It's wow. There's a lot of different things going on. Just, you know.
Okay, but.
You forget about falling.
Wait. What were you rolling on at that time?
No, okay.
Lie.
So, hold on. So, were you riding? Were your legs up on the wall?
Was it
or were
doggy?
You bent,
what
were
was
you
it?
Bent over holding it, the.
From behind, yeah.
That honestly, that's
now,
really
now,
the
which
only
behind?
Way you can.
Which
have
behind?
Sex.
The lower part or the top part?
The fuck?
Well, both. It's
damn.
Easy. Enough.
I love her. Seriously? Wow.
Yeah,
she's there are not enough women in this planet.
She's just so. Is there a difference between it? Do you like you get in the ass, you go, or is it still shocking, or it just goes in and nothing?
Well, that very first
thrust.
Penetration, yeah, it's like okay, go slow, and then you're
easy,
all good.
Easy.
Then it's all woo.
It see,
but,
anal sex in the shower would be great because then you don't have to worry about that uncomfortable moment
exactly.
of getting out and getting clean.
Exactly.
That's why you always wear
a
condom.
Matter, as a matter
sex.
Of fact, that's what Jotester in the chat room was pointing out that
yes.
there's
oh,
convenience
just,
because
right.
you're like okay and clean.
Rinse.
Yeah. Rinse.
Just turn around.
Yeah.
You know, but then you know, yeah.
We gotta show the fun backs at Jody.
Yeah, Jody would love to see some fun bags.
Who's Jody?
Jody's
an awesome person.
She's one of our friends. She hosts an AM radio show called Jody and Friends.
Where she doesn't get to have this kind of experience.
No, and it's on KXNT here in Vegas, AM 8:30.
AM 8:40 on Sundays from 9 to 1.
And let me tell you, she is quick as a motherfucker on that button when someone says a cuss word.
Yep.
So it's a big...
She'll dump that shit out. We have all done the show. I'm probably going to do it again next week, just because it's a lot of fun to do. Because
I didn't get no invite back.
Okay, here's the thing. She said, "Yo, if you guys want to come on," and I instantly picked it up. Because let me tell you, because when I did it, it was a holiday weekend, and we got like 6 callers.
Okay,
and there was not enough time for me to piss anybody off. Although Jody did say that when they did the Radio Star, someone walked up to her and told her that they really loved me on the show. And
I got calls after the show.
You got calls after the show?
Right after the show.
Which is great.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Because you're worthless.
Fuck!
You don't even jerk off right. Who are we kidding? Although he's going to have spank material for like the next 3 weeks here.
Jody says she's a dumb queen. She dumped Now, Jody, you got to show up to Jody.
Can we see them?
Of course.
I just... Good Lord, look at those things. Those are phenomenal.
Jesus.
There's titties on the cam just for you, Jody.
She's like, yikes.
Wow.
I am so going to have to listen to her because I work on Sunday mornings.
Oh. Jody is a trip. Jody's show is always great because it's a lot of local topics, but it's also things that
are those licensed?
That can be licensed to smother me if I'm lucky. She has a lot of topics that are local, but they also can replicate out nationally. Very, very cool show. A lot of user interaction.
Amazing callers.
Amazing.
Oh, great
show.
Callers. Some of them are douchebags and really need to be shot out of a cannon into the sun. But for the most part, they're pretty cool people. So,
me and Jody talked about 2 subjects in 4 hours. We did.
Sex
we
all talked
about
2 subjects.
We did about 3.
No, it wasn't sex, though.
Oh.
You can't talk about sex on the AM radio.
Oh, okay. No. Jody, sorry. We won't be calling you, hon.
You can at least listen in. I think I think Trench had the most controversial topic on, though. Had the school.
The charter schools.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, everybody's angry.
Charter schools. What are those?
Charter schools are schools that are set up for a very specific purpose, not just to teach kids, but to teach kids specific things. A lot of them are like magnet programs or like vocational
or specialized
schools.
And then the thing is, though, is they just announced the school district. No, the state budget just announced we're going to give money to the charter schools, even though we have all these public schools that could use the money instead. Anyhow, so we're going off on our opinions, Jody and I, and all the callers, all the armchair professionals, which I am one of 2. Was calling in to tell us how wrong we were and totally misquote Jody 10 ways to Sunday or next Sunday. It was just an amazing experience.
That's great.
When I was on her show, we talked about Michael Phelps posing for a Frosted Flakes instead of Wheaties, right?
I listened to that.
And some dude actually gave us a fucking count. I don't know. This motherfucker went to Albertsons and gave us the calorie count between Frosted Flakes and just to knock our point, Wheaties. Just to knock our point that we're talking about how bad Frosted Flakes is for you. And this motherfucker actually went to the store and was reading it and was telling us that we're giving bad information.
Calorie-count.com. You can find that shit online.
Okay, I got to say this right now. Reverend Hammer with the line of the night. Dude, I'd slam through her back door like a SWAT team at a crack house.
I love it. That's great.
Line of the fucking night. Wow. Reverend, there you go.
Crack is addicting.
Can I just taste your asshole for just a second? I would just the tip.
And I'll watch him enjoy it.
Just the tip.
Oh, God.
That's no fun.
I will masturbate to it because
I'll get in there,
I can.
Trust me.
And some people can't.
He's got a towel for that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and I got an old T-shirt. Anyway, so wow, this has been a truly interesting night. I mean, we actually talked about some stuff. We had some.
Jody's
fun
like,
topics.
Is she tugging the bottle?
Yes, she is.
I think Jody
on the cam.
That shit. Do that one.
Have her give the bottle a blowjob on the camera.
That's a good one.
Wait. Let's get the. Oh, here we go. Let's make sure we've got the.
Oh shit.
And let me just do this for the kids at home. Hang on a sec here.
I can hear the ring on the glass.
Even Dallas is like, blow the bottle.
Don't stop now. I just zoomed it in.
Blow the bottle, Mom. Do it.
I like the big red.
Get her big red. Shit. She wants to gulp on something.
Yes.
Wow.
Big Red is coming out.
This is how you close out a show.
Dallas called you a hood rat.
You just go to town on that thing, and I'm just going to be quiet over here for a few minutes.
Oh. I'm going to assume the position.
Oh, shit.
On her. Well, hell, if you're going to do that, I'll hold it in my lap.
Shit. Oh.
Well, while everybody's doing that, I got to do the important stuff. Spankwagon.net.
Shut
find
up,
us online. I got to do this. We also want you to check out our awesome syndicates. You.
God.
Damn. You know, I mean, really, I can't.
Here, sweetie, let me take that
this
for you.
This is great. All right, you got to check us out. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, KBMA, KC Host Radio Network.
That
wow.
was like, this is so wrong.
Radio X UK, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Trax Radio, and we're welcoming back a new syndicate. Oh, yes, Northern Lights.
Oh, my God.
Formerly known as, just Northern Lights. Check them out. We'll get them back up on the link. Welcome back to the internet radio
back,
sphere.
I'm
Trencher. That's Decaf. Murph is in heaven. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to move that thing out of the way real quick, you know?
Psych!
Wow.
Murph, let everybody know who your guest is.
Guys, this has been Lisa, just another random find. And
let's see those boys one more time.
God, talk about a diamond in the rough with this one.
Damn.
Wait, hold them out there. Let me zoom in. Woo. There you go. And wow.
You got to get the
room,
last
wait,
got get the last word of the night, though.
Wait, we'll get it. Just a minute. Big Pop. Mad props to chat room. Airwolf, Dallas, Jodester, Reverend Hammer, Toe, yeah. Vert, Radio X UK. Everybody, thank you for hanging out in the chat room. Hope you enjoy the video. We've enjoyed the studio. Could you give us one final word so we can go home?
Guys, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we haven't had you yet. That's in the green room.
I love it. I love it.
Fantastic. And
final word to go
final
out on?
Final word?
Something
random. Something
random. Anal. It's not my personality. It's my preference.
Whoa!
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.